Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad center podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. Welcome, 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 you guys, to our first official episode of Season 2. Holy crap. You guys, I've been doing this now, I think, budding to exactly 6 months, and I've put out 25 episodes already. I can't explain or express, one, how grateful I am for every single one of you guys who have listened, two, how fun this has been for me. This has truly become such an amazing, fun, creative outlet for me. And three, how excited I am for how this is going to grow. Season 2 is going to be full of so many new surprises. I felt like I was ready to just kind of cap season 1. I felt like I want to divvy up these seasons in like eras of my life. I finally figured out what I want this to be and the vibe that I want it to be and how I want it to speak to people. And I wanted my marketing to fit that. I wanted my episode titles to fit that. I wanted everything I do, my editing, all my preparation work, I wanted it to level up. And part of me was just ready to do that. I'm ready to do that. You guys, I was very ambitious this morning. I was up at 3:45 and I was in Chicago this morning. I was up at 3:45. I took a 6 a.m. flight back home because I really wanted to make church at 10 a.m. And if you want to know one thing about me, it's that I am ambitious. Like, that is something that is to describe me. Like, as I plan things, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's easy peasy. Like, I can do that. No worries. And then I do it, and I hate myself. Like, I hate every decision I've made up until that point. That was me this morning. My best friend, thank you, God bless you, drove me to the airport this morning. She's a real one. Saved me tons of money on an Uber. And so I'm very grateful for that. But you guys, I'm exhausted. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm exhausted, but I'm going to bring it. Don't worry. I'm bringing energy this episode. It will happen. We are here. We are present and we are awake. I have a new backdrop for us. There's a freaking fireplace behind me. Name a better combination. Like, name a better combination than a fireplace, a blanket, a drink, and a fun hot topic, okay? That's how we're going into this first episode. That is how we're going into this new season. I'm ready to talk about it, okay? So today, I have a question for you guys. What's with the funk? I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I'm gonna like that, but we might just have to roll with it. Today, you guys, we are going to talk about what happens when we get into a funk. What that kind of looks like, what it feels like, what we need to do, what we kind of end up doing. Like, it's a whole ordeal when it comes to this feeling of like being in a funk. And the only way to explain it is like you're in a funk. Like, you don't feel like yourself. You feel exhausted. You have no motivation. All of the negative, frustrating feelings that we feel of like laziness and just exhaustion just whooshing over us. Like, it happens to the best of us. But I want to talk about it. I want to dig into this topic a little bit more and just kind of like dissect it in my own eyes. I am not a doctor, okay? I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I am just a girl who hates getting into funks, okay? And I try my best to have a good dopamine menu and things to help pull me out of it. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. But I want to talk about the topic because it's such a real thing. And I might say something that you might be like, yo, I've never tried that. You might have something that I've never tried. If you have something regarding this topic, let me know down in the comments. Let me know what you think. With all that being said, let's get on with this episode, shall we? Cheers, you guys. I have my trusty dusty Fresca grapefruit citrus. She's a good one. Listen to that crispness. The first thing that comes to my mind when I think about when I get into a funk is, why do I get into a funk? What happens? One day, I'll be super energetic. I'll be super excited. I'll have the most energy in the world to do everything. I'll race through the day like a superwoman, and I'll be super awesome and get a lot of stuff done. And then I swear to God, whether it's directly the next day or a couple days after that, I will literally struggle to get out of bed. Like, I have no motivation to do anything. I still force myself to do stuff, but I'm miserable. I'm exhausted. My eyes are halfway closed. I swear I complain a little bit more, and I'm sharper. Like, I'm always on edge when I'm in a funk. A lot of it could be and might be lack of sleep, lack of nutrients. Maybe I'm dehydrated or I didn't get like the right REM sleep. I don't even know how that stuff works, but I do know that sleep is a big part of it for me. Lack of exercise might happen. And a big one for me is hormonal change around my period, you guys. Like, I swear, but every other month I experience like literally no energy. Like, I struggle for 4 or 5 days for energy. It's so hard when you have one day that's one way and then the next day it's like complete opposite. And the thing about funks is that you never truly know how long they'll last. I've had different experiences with them where some days I'll sit there and it'll be, I swear, like 2 days max. Other times, it could be up to a week that I'm just like not feeling it. I'm not having it with myself. I seriously am so negative. I'm so on edge and I'm just uncomfortable. Like, I'm just uncomfortable. And that's so hard for me because I like to be productive. I like to do things. I like to remain busy. And when I and my body am just not feeling it, we're not having it. Like, no one talk to me. No one even whisper or like breathe on me. I swear to God, I'll go off on you. I feel like anything I do that's even like remotely successful, it's just like a waste because I don't work out the same. It doesn't feel the same afterwards. My sleep and my routine just doesn't feel as effective as it could because my body's just not having it with me. And I'm also just, I want to cancel on people. Like, my personality isn't there. I think some other reasons to why this is like a big thing too is stress and burnout, which that happens to me a lot. I end up burning out too often. I need to work on that. Seasonal changes is a big thing too. When it gets colder, I do tend to feel myself really slow down and like struggle to move, especially in the morning. And the last thing that I think about is just specific events or traumatic things that occur in our lives, whether that's a breakup, whether that's drama in our lives or anxiety or a tryout or a test or something in our life. That tends to affect me a lot too because my mind and my body is spending so much energy on giving energy to those things versus feeding me and fueling me for the day. But my question still remains, why do we get into funks? Those lists, those reasons all state that we just can't help it sometimes. Sometimes we can't help it. There's a lot of things within ourselves and within our personal physical well-being that create us and cause us to go into a funk. But then there's things around us that we just can't change that end up putting us in a funk, which is super frustrating. So rather than spending this episode on literally digging into the mental reason of why we get into funks, I am not trained in that. But what I want to talk about are the things that I do and the things that I'm trying to do and working to do to get myself out of a funk. Things that I just push myself to do, things that I try to listen to, things that I try to remind myself of, and things I try to look forward to and look at versus sulk and soak into the funk. The first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to getting out of a funk. Some people might really agree with me, some people might not. Sometimes we need to allow ourselves to just feel through the funk. Now, this is a hard one to say because that also implies that you might not know how long you're going to be in a funk. And when we like to control how we feel and how we approach things and what we can control in ourselves, allowing yourself to just go through the motions and like go through the feelings tends to have us lose a lot of control. But this is how I contradict it, okay? Sometimes your body needs the rest. Sometimes your body needs the disassociation and needs the break. I'm a firm believer in that. When you're sick, sometimes you'll sleep longer than you want to because your body needs it. Your body's telling you to stop and to slow down. I'm a firm believer in that, to just listen to your body, okay? To listen to what it needs. If you are over scheduling your schedule, maybe that means that the things that you can't get out of, do, but the things that you can get out of, reschedule to when you have a better mindset, a better heart, more energy, you're more excited, and you're just out of the funk. Sometimes we need to listen to our bodies, and sometimes we need to just let ourselves be. I'm literally the worst person when it comes to that because I struggle to just stand still and I struggle to cancel things. I will force myself to go to something if I have to. I have such a brain that's like, literally, if I'm feeling even slightly bit okay, I will go. I will go because I have a job to do, I have a responsibility, and I want to get it done. Now, I think that is a extreme sense. I think that there are specifications and reasons to why you need to just let yourself rest, whether that's you're facing burnout, you went through a breakup, you're having one of those days and you need to just allow yourself to be. those are some reasons to when I would truly activate that. But now let's go into some of the ways that we can truly bring ourselves out of this funk. One reason to why I feel like I get into funks is because of cheap dopamine, aka doom scrolling. 1000%. Most of the time when I'm doom scrolling, I'll either see a picture I don't want to see, a person I don't want to see. I'll either go into a social media account that's just like a girl thriving and I'll start comparing myself to her, and my mind will go into this cycle and will keep pushing lower and lower with my confidence and my self-esteem, and it'll allow myself to just dig myself into this funk, this hole of like, what the heck am I doing? Okay. Cheap dopamine. Sometimes it's good, but when it gets to the point of overstimulation, you end up creating and putting yourself in your own funk. So a way that I get out of this is I literally put my phone down. I will either put on a podcast and clean. I'll do something productive to make myself feel better. I'll plan. I'll write through my planner and organize the things that I can organize and start planning maybe like a couple months ahead. If there's something that I've been wanting to do or something that I've wanted to go to, I'll see, you know, and start kind of planning when I would want to do that to reach the goals versus sitting and sulking in what I don't have yet and what someone else does. Personally, getting up, moving, doing something, whether that's just cleaning your room, cleaning, etc., putting away the dishes, doing your laundry, I don't care what it is, but moving around and doing something to be a little bit more productive besides just laying down, being stationary, and comparing yourself to things that you don't have yet, people that aren't in your life and whatever. When you do that and you get up and you go or you plan, you start to get excited and it starts to feel like your dreams are closer to you than you would think. Because a lot of times when we do fall into that funk in the overstimulation and the doom scrolling, right? It's because we have such an insecurity and we start to compare ourselves and we really start to bash ourselves and we sit there and we're like, I'm not enough. I'm not doing enough. My goals aren't going to be reached because I'm not where I need to be. This person is, you know, 1 year older than me and she has everything that I want and she looks so confident. She looks so good. She looks so healthy. She eats right. Da 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 da. And I'm still at home, right? That's kind of like a way my brain works. But when I get up, I get moving, I start planning, I start literally putting into my brain and switching my mindset of being like, no, this is and will happen for me, and I really start to work at it, it becomes easier, it becomes more graspable, and I start to get more excited for it versus feel like it's further away. I get closer to it, I get closer to where I want to be, and I get more excited about it. I just had another sip of that Fresca. Holy crap, that was incredible. That just like literally cleared my brain. I think that just gave me like an extra jolt of electricity. Holy crap. Another one that comes to mind is emotional suppression and change. This just basically means certain things, certain feelings that you've just suppressed, that you haven't truly felt through and finished and healed from, things that are still affecting you and things that you haven't yet touched base on with yourself personally. Now, okay, you guys, I don't even know how to like explain myself in this situation because I feel like I do both way too often. Like I either force myself to like fully dive in and indulge in like healing every emotion that I've ever felt in my entire life. And then another part of me is certain feelings like I literally will really sweep under the rug. Like I will just be like, I'm scared. I don't want to touch base on that yet. I don't know if I'm ready and I'll just deal with it when I deal with it. Especially if it's like something that happened like years ago and I completely forgot about it. And then something random like comes up and reminds me of like this feeling or this thing that happened to me that I haven't yet healed from, or like, or I see something and I'm reminded of it that like I literally had suppressed it from earlier. And then I'm just sitting there like, okay, well, this is affecting me. This is ruining my day, but I don't know what to do about it. And I'm like, how do I handle this? Like, I'm not ready to touch base on this. Do I sweep it under the rug again and then like let it just be a lump under the rug? Or do I face it and like devote so much time to it? Like, I'm like, how do I balance this? It feels so difficult to balance sometimes. And this is all I'm going to say about this, okay? Because this is one of the biggest things that I've learned from just healing in general and truly touching base on your past emotions and things that have happened in your past. Time does heal, okay? Time really helps you and will be in your favor in the long run. I feel like a lot of the times I try to heal my past emotions and things that I've suppressed super quickly. Like I'm like, okay, I need to really focus on this because if I focus on this now, then like I'll be healed from it and it'll be good. Sweetie, doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. I wish I could just snap my fingers and still not be affected from a relationship that I was in. I wish I could snap my fingers and not be impacted from a friendship that broke up or someone who didn't like me or et cetera, et cetera. Something I'm embarrassed from. Like, I wish I could just snap my fingers and not be affected by certain things and not feel like I had to suppress anything. Like, I wish things didn't bother me the way that they do. But they do. They do. And by me racing through them and me rushing to just get to that finish line of healed and ready and good to go, I'm not fully healed. I'm not as ready as I think I am. If anything, I'm halfway healing it and halfway suppressing it. I'm not doing anything more than I was by just sweeping it under and forgetting it. I'm healing it on the surface, but the wound is still there. The band-aid's still there. It's not fully healed. The scar is still there. So I think with this one and like emotional suppression, my reminder and my mindset is very much just like, I am doing what I need to do now. I need to focus on what I can take today, take it each day at a time, and feel how I'm feeling about the situation every single day. I need to pray about it. I need to give it to God. I need to either maybe talk to my mom about it if it's just one of those days and I'm really struggling, or I need to spend more time in the Word. I need to focus on what is healing me and what's best for me versus focusing on the feelings and emotions in general and feeling like I need to fix it now, now, now. Racing the clock versus embracing the clock, embracing that you have time and that you have the ability to fully heal yourself and to fully get through what you're going through versus rushing through the clock and just trying to get it up and over with. I need to focus on one day at a time and not allow myself to be freaked out and scared and insecure of all of these things and all these feelings and all these emotions that I haven't yet healed, and instead go through each day at a time and embrace it and focus on what I need to focus on each day at a time. I feel like emotional suppression is probably one of the biggest things that when it comes to a funk, especially in my personal experience, it's the one thing that weighs me down further. Like, it's literally the weight in the swimming pool, the thing that's drowning me. It's the thing that feels the heaviest because it's so deep and it's so hard to just move on from, especially if it's something that you haven't yet touched base on and you're just wanting to feel relief and you're wanting to feel peace from. But in my opinion as well, taking it a day at a time and breaking it up into pieces makes it smaller. It makes it less to carry, because over time, as you start to heal those little sections that you broke it up into, you'll be closer and closer and closer, and you'll see the finish line sooner from being healed quicker. And each day, repeating the same prayer, speaking to God, asking God to help you through it each day, that kind of repetition welcomes God every single day into that same and same and same feeling versus praying for it once, praying for that relief once, and then moving on until you feel that feeling again and until you get into that funk again where you're just like, I'm super negative, I'm super tired today, I feel like I'm not enough. I have no motivation. I have no positivity. Like, I'm just really struggling. Da 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 da. It allows you to just break it up. And it will be a lot in the beginning. It will be a lot in the beginning. But as you break it up, you get closer and closer and closer into that finish line. And that's what matters. Another thing for me, my last one is, these are kind of like combined. And this is so real. Mental overload and making decisions. Holy crap. I am the worst decision maker when I am overstimulated and I have too much on my mind. Seriously, don't talk to me. I will not be helpful in any realm. If you're like, what do you want to do for dinner? What should we do for this? I'm like, I have no idea. What am I going to wear? Don't even ask me that. I swear to God. Most of the time, at the end of the day, I'll pick up my outfit for work the next day and like my workout outfit and blah, 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 blah. And seriously, I'm not even kidding you guys. I will sometimes just like sit for 20 minutes and stare at my closet because I can't decide what I want to wear. It is so hard. It is so hard sometimes. Making decisions, especially when your brain is just like not functionable, it puts me in a funk because then I'm sitting there and I stare at the closet. There goes 20 minutes that I could have been productive and I could have done something and I could have been useful for myself and helped myself out. But instead, I stared at my clothes and I was like, I have nothing, even though my closet is bursting at the seams. Like, I have 8 leather jackets on top of each other on one hook. Trust, I know I need to clean up my closet again. I already did it and I need to do it again. But that is literally a perfect representation of where my mental overload and decision fatigue comes from, is I end up allowing that to put me in a funk because then I sit there and I don't do anything. I don't do anything. I'm struggling. Like, I'm having a really hard time doing anything at that point. And literally the one thing that helps me with that is just getting up. Getting up, forcing myself to just, like, make a decision. And I think that is seriously, like, one of another really big lesson that I've learned recently is if you are choosing between a decision, if you're like yes or no, or this or that, or whatever it is, if you are having issues or struggles making a decision, don't quote me on this, but personally, it depends on the decision. It also depends on the decision. Just note that. I don't want to be responsible for like you moving across the country and then hating it, okay? But all I'm going to say is this, okay? Sometimes you just need to jump and make a decision to see how you feel. And then there's always that other decision. There's always that other possibility, okay? If you just move in one direction, have faith that your gut and God will help guide and take you further, okay? I really, really feel this. I really relate to this because I feel like I will sit there and I'll be like, I don't know which one to do. I don't know which one to do. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I shouldn't do this. I don't know if this is a good representation of me. I don't know if this is a bad representation of me. I don't know. I can't tell. I'm having issues. Sometimes I just need to move. I just need to get and put one action into motion. And from there, I will then end up making a final decision. I will end up figuring out what I want to wear, what I want to eat for lunch. I'll be able to decide if I want to go on that date. I'll be able to decide if I want to continue to see that person. If I start to make a decision, I will have a feeling and I will be able to tell if it's right for me or if it's not right for me. And then comes a decision to actually act on it and to allow yourself to either realize that it's the wrong decision and flip the decision or to pursue it and continue it because you want to make the most of it. Sometimes you just need to put an action in motion, which can be scary, but you can take and pace yourself with that decision too. It doesn't have to be like an all-in. And again, I'm going to emphasize it again. Please don't quote me so much to the point where like you move or quit your job because you're like, oh, I'm just going to like jump at the decision. That takes time. That takes thought, okay? But in certain aspects of decision making, maybe start to like reach out and see what one decision looks like and if it fulfills you the way you think it would. If it doesn't and your gut and God are telling you something different, then it helps guide you in a better direction. I think what all of these have in common, you guys, is a mindset shift. Your mind is so much more powerful than you think it is. I know that sounds cliche. I know that some people might roll their eyes and be like, some days, like, I struggle with it because I actually do have anxiety or actually do have depression or this funk isn't just a funk, like I am going through it. I totally get it. I totally understand that you can't just snap yourself out of it. But you guys, you are in control of your funks. You are in control of your life. You are in control of what you do when you're feeling a certain way. If you are in a funk and you go to an event and then someone asks you what's with your attitude, what's with your funk, that's on you because you made the decision to go to the event and you weren't 100% with yourself. I've done that. I've seen people where I haven't fully been present and my mind's been elsewhere because I'm overstimulated and I'm exhausted. Literally this past weekend, I was like out to dinner with my friends and I turned to my friend and I was like, I'm so checked out. I don't even know why. And it's so hard because we want to be present and we want to commit to things and we want to do things. Like, we're human. We want to experience things. But you are in control of your funk. And I wish I would have seriously pushed myself to do one thing differently to just switch that mindset and switch that negativity to be a little bit more positive and a little bit more energetic. Even though I was tired, even though I was exhausted, even though I was socially drained, even though I was having a hormonal shift where I'm just like, I just really don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel the best. I don't feel like I look the best. That happens, okay? But all you can control is truly what you think. If that was my mindset going into the night, no wonder that I'm disassociating and I'm in a funk because I'm not truly embracing and excited and living the best way that I can. I'm not putting my best foot forward. I'm sitting in the negativity of the funk and how I'm feeling versus trying to hold on to and grasp a different perspective, a different mindset, a different shift. I'm not thinking and trying to gravitate towards what is super exciting about the night, which is like, it's my last night in Chai. I get to eat this really good pizza. I get to go out with my friends and I'm going to a comedy show, etc. I'm focusing on the fact that I'm like, well, I'm not feeling my best. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm this, excuses after excuses after excuses. That was totally up to me. That was totally my decision. Even though it didn't feel like it in the moment, it 100,000% was. No one has control over how you put one foot in front of the other. how you shift and switch your mindset and your perspective, all they have control over is how they put one foot in front of the other and how they perceive and put themselves out there. Everyone's always going through something. No one is always at 100% all the time. Funks can be overpowering. They can be draining. They can be really frustrating because they come out of nowhere. But you have control over what your mind tells you and how far you take it, how far you allow yourself to be pulled down. Sometimes we need to listen to our bodies and allow ourselves to do that. But sometimes we need to have that mindset shift and allow ourselves to lift ourselves up, to get ourselves out of the funk. I hope you guys like this episode. I hope that it was a fun one. It's kind of nice to be in like a different area of my house. I love having this fire. I'm currently setting up a new little studio area because seriously, winter is literally around the corner. It is so freezing out. And one of my dancers made me a banner that I want to put behind me. I just need to figure out how the setup is going to be each week so it's consistent for you guys. And it also just does embody me and embodies the vibe that I want to give off because I want it to be cozy. I don't want it to feel too studio-y and too like put together, but I do want it to be a level up from where we've been because I'm very mobile right now. Like I could literally take this to a trip and do a podcast on my trip, which I will end up doing at some point. But I want season two to elevate and to help us to grow even bigger and even brighter and even stronger and even more welcoming than we already are, because that is literally like what I want for this podcast, is for just everyone to feel like they relate and it's a home and that we're not alone. If you are brand new and this is your first episode of the season, thank you so much for joining me. If you have been with me either from the previous season or from literally my first ever episode, which props to you if you have, thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope that this season is everything that we want to be and more. And I ask you guys to just stay tuned. Follow me on everything. TikTok is Talk About a Podcast. Instagram is Talk About a Podcast. Follow, like, subscribe, message me, DM me, all of the things. Rate this podcast, you guys. Let me know what you think about it and what I can do better. And you guys know I love hearing from you, so don't be shy, okay? Thank you so much for listening. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you times 2,000, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will see you so, 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 so very soon. Bye!